Hi, this is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity, where we expound God's Word and keep an eye on heaven. God bless you. You can find all you need on our website at eternity.church. Now, in this episode, we're going to learn more from the wonderful Word of God. Hi, this is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity. And in this radio show, we will be looking at the concept of spiritual energy, or how you can have power from God in the middle of your life and have power in your ministry. Before that, let's pray. Lord God, you're the God of anointing and power and strength. Now, as we record this show and as people listen to it, I pray that the words that I speak will be words of grace and that they'll point people in the right direction. So, Lord, I ask for your Holy Spirit to dwell upon me as I speak and upon the Word of God, and I pray that lives will be changed all over Africa as a result of this broadcast. We pray that your mighty truth will come forth today in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I've been talking, I said in the lead-in, about spiritual energy. What's spiritual energy and how does it change our life? Well, it's like the charge you have inside you. Whether your battery is full or your battery is flat, whether your spiritual gas tank is full of energy and you can keep on going, or whether it's flat and you don't get anywhere much at all. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 11, it says, "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of energies, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone." So the word activities or energies or workings, depending on your Bible translation, is the Greek word energeo, from which we get, obviously, the word energy. So you need to have energy from God, and it's God who gives you the energy to live life and carry out ministries. Now, if you go back into that Greek word, energeo, you find that there's all kinds of energies, the energy of love and of peace and of power, but also in the secular world there's evil energies such as witchcraft and all the juju and things like that. And there are some people who have an enormous amount of negative spiritual energy that does things, but it does very bad things, such as putting spells on people and binding them up. We don't want negative spiritual energy. We don't want power from the devil. We need power from God. And power from God comes through having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and using the tools that give us spiritual energy, such as the power of the name of Jesus, speaking in tongues, spending time in the presence of the Lord, and other things that boost our spiritual energy up to the level where we can make breakthroughs in life. Now, putting it fairly obviously, spiritual energy is what gives you the power to do miracles, and I use the word miracles very broadly and very widely when I say that. There might be the miracle of speaking in tongues or interpreting tongues or healing people. It might be the energies in you to give forth prophecy or any of the gifts of the Spirit. It might be an energy to be a great Christian administrator so that you've got get up and go to administer churches and wide networks of churches. Spiritual energy is very widely defined. But someone who is flat, someone who has no strength, someone who is weak, lacks spiritual energy. They don't have what they need to get through in life, and they are a victim because they're always being bulldozed. They can't stand up to witchcraft or juju. They can't stand up to evil. They are always blaming someone for what's gone wrong in their life because they lack spiritual power from God. And you've got to go to God for his energy, to the energy from God that will give you the ability to do the things that you need to do. In my case, it's Bible teaching. Someone else, it might be being an evangelist. But you need spiritual power from God, and you can't live a successful Christian life without it. So today we're going to talk about how to get it. And we want to get the right kind. You want to get the spiritual energy to be loving, peaceful, kind, gracious, wise. You don't want the kind of spiritual energy that makes you bitter, full of rage, and terrible. There are negative spirits just like there are positive spirits. So It says in 1 Peter 4, verses 10 and 11, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So we need to work with the strength that God supplies. You cannot work in your own strength. You're not strong enough. You're not wise enough. You can't do it. And the devil will beat you up. So your own strength can't do it. So you need supernatural strength from God. How do you get it? Well, the same as you get anything else in Christian life. You get it through faith, by believing that God's going to supply you with the strength in life. Don't be an unbeliever. Be a believer. Believe that God will download strength, grace, and power into your heart when you need it so you can do the work of God. Believe that when you preach, that you're going to have fire when you preach. That it will come out of your mouth and you will speak with fire and strength and anointing and power. You've got to believe that you will receive the strength you need from God on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis. God's strength is always new. It's always fresh. God's always giving you a fresh anointing. It's not some stale thing that sits in a book on a shelf. You'll never get spiritual energy from a book on a shelf. You can study and study. It's very good to study the Bible and everything else like that. But you need more than that. You need to take the words that God's put in your mind and your heart, and you need to put power behind them. You need to have strength in what you're doing as a man or a woman of God. You need to know how to pray. Okay. In Kittle's Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, he says that the energeia, the power that we're talking about from the Greek, these words are almost exclusively used for divine or demonic energy, such as that of the evil powers and false miracles of the Antichrist, or to divine miracles or divine effectiveness of the Word of God. So when the Antichrist comes, he will be full of negative spiritual energy. He will do false miracles in the end times, and he'll have a lot of spiritual power, and people will be dazzled by his spiritual power and his energies. Successful leaders have a lot of spiritual power about them, some negative, some positive. You, as a Christian believer, cannot dwell in the negative energies of the Spirit. That is a terrible thing. It's a place that will send you straight to hell. And we find in Matthew chapter 7, those people had a lot of spiritual energy, but it was the wrong kind. And he says, go away from me. We did miracles, we prophesied, we cast out demons. And Jesus says, no, you used the wrong energy for that. You used demonic energy to do it. I never knew you. And they get cast into the pit of hell. So there's people running around doing fake miracles and fake this and fake that, but they're using wrong powers to do it. They lie on graves and suck energy out of graves, or they do these ceremonies and they go out and they can do a bit of witchcraft and they put Jesus' name on it, but it's not Jesus at all. It's their own negative thing. You can see that because their lifestyles are selfish, they're greedy, they're boastful, and they don't have any of the character of Christ about them. So we need the character of Christ, and we need God's spiritual energy, not the spiritual energy that's floating around in the negative realms. So I'm saying that over and over again because you don't want to be tricked and deceived by these people. So if we're thinking about God's order of things, the grace of God turns into the energy of God, which then empowers the spiritual gifts and character of God. Let me go through that again. First of all, we have the grace of God, the charis of God, the arriving in our life, and it's changing our life. They're just using a bit of Greek there. The grace of God comes into our life, and when it arrives, it takes a certain form in us. For a preacher, it's preaching. For a student, it might be studying. For an evangelist, it's sharing the gospel. For a Bible teacher, it's going to be in the way that person teaches the Word of God or any of the other gifts of the Spirit. But it takes a certain energy. It comes in with a certain frequency in different people. And we receive the grace of God, and we receive it in a way where we are energized by a certain thing. So if you want to know what your ministry is from God, look at how God energizes you. If you're a worship leader, you get up on stage and you start singing and the energy of God is with you and you realize it, then that's the thing that God will want you to do, because his energy is flowing into you and coming out in that way. Someone else will be really good at caring for orphans. Someone else will be great at working with people with HIV/AIDS and helping them. So God's energy will come into you. I've got a friend that's great at working with homeless people, and she is passionate about working with homeless people here in Los Angeles. And there's a lot of them, believe it or not, even in a rich America, there's a lot of people that are beaten up by life. And this lady is very good at working with homeless people, and she's energized by that. She is enthusiastic about it. And your enthusiasm is really a sign of God's energy coming into you. And we find in Moses, the great man of God, in Deuteronomy 34:7, it says, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. In other words, Moses spent so much time in the presence of the Lord that when the Lord took him home at 120 years old, he was as fit as a fiddle. He was a strong man right up till the moment of his passing when the Lord took him home. And that's what you want. You want to spend so much time in the tabernacle, so much time in the presence of God, that you are a high energy person. You want to be a person that's full of the energy, grace, and power of God. And you receive that the way Moses did, by having faith and spending time in the presence of God in prayer and worship. And if you spend time, lots of time, in prayer and worship, you will find that your energy levels lift up. You listen to that Christian music, you go to that good revival, and your spiritual energy will be strengthened. Now, I know a lot of churches are closed there in Africa, same here in America, but you can still energize yourself by getting your Bible, getting a few friends together and singing and praising God, or just getting on the phone. If you've got a mobile phone, get on that and talk to a friend and pray together and be energized, and that energy sends you forth with the gospel. You need to be in fellowship. You need to be in worship. You need to find the energy and power of God to go on with life. Now, when you're getting the energy of God, it overcomes your physical tiredness. I've been in ministry for over 40 years, and I preached with the flu. I've preached with malaria. I've preached when my finances ran out completely. I've done the work of God with a broken heart, a disappointed heart, been through rejection and all kinds of things that normal life throws at you in 40 years of ministry. And I have found the energy to get up and keep going because God strengthens me. You think of the things that the Apostle Paul went through. God strengthened him, and he was still a high energy person when he was taken out by the Romans and executed outside of Rome. So you will find that the energy of God enables you to keep on ministering even through the disappointments of life. Now, some people, they get knocked out of the ministry, and they tend to be the people that don't have good quiet times, that don't have daily worship, that aren't filled with the energy of God on a daily basis. So they get disappointed, they get hurt, and their spiritual battery runs down, and finally they're finished. They're out of the ministry because they never learned to get hold of the anointing. They never learned to get hold of the power of God. They never learned to recharge themselves in the midst of disappointment. And you need to be able to recharge yourself in a time of disappointment. And that's like David. There was a situation where I think it was the Philistines captured a lot of his soldiers' wives and property. When the soldiers were out fighting, they came around and they raided these villages and cities, and the soldiers began to rebel against King David. But David went and strengthened himself in the Lord, went back into the situation, provided great leadership, went and chased down the Philistines, or whoever they were. My memory's not too good on this point. They chased them down and then got the wives and children and possessions back and scored a great victory. Now, David didn't wallow in defeat. He didn't wallow in rejection. He didn't give up at all. He decided that he was going to be a strong man of God. So King David was a person who had tremendous spiritual energy and strength. Another person I think about in the Bible is Nehemiah, who had to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. These people out there in the community hated him, Tobias and Sanballat and all these people saying, you can't do it, you can't do this. He never got discouraged. He was very clever. He appointed people on the wall. They would carry a spear in one hand and a trowel in the other, and they rebuilt
the walls of Jerusalem because Nehemiah was such a high-energy, hard-driving person. And if you read the book of Nehemiah, you sense the tremendous strength and energy and administrative skill that Nehemiah had. And you also think of the prophets. If you read Jeremiah and places like that, he seems to be a pretty sensitive person. And he was a sensitive person. And he said, I can't do this, God. I cannot do this work at all. I'm youth. I can't do it. And God says, I'm going to strengthen you. I'll make your forehead as bronze. I will give you power over your enemies. I'll give you power over nations to plant or uproot nations of the world. And so there is a tremendous strength in Jeremiah, even though in his natural self, he was just very sensitive and always crying and always discouraged. And we look in the Bible and people talk about the six complaints of Jeremiah. He's always complaining about his role in ministry. But God strengthened him and brought him through the destruction of Jerusalem and gave him great prophetic words. And he came through it despite his own personality. So you see, God can strengthen you even if on your own self, you're not a terribly strong person. But let's get back. How do you get hold of that strength? You get hold of the God's strength, and you get hold of it by believing that God's going to supply it to you. You simply go to God and say, I have no strength of my own. Please fill me with your power to do the works that you have appointed me to. So let me go through that again. You go to God and you say, I have no strength of my own. I'm useless, Lord, unless you strengthen me. And that's the case of Jeremiah. He was useless until God strengthened him and gave him spiritual power and strength to do his work as a prophet. So God will strengthen you for the work that God has called you to. If he's called you to be someone who does video and audio editing or something like that, God will strengthen you to do that. If God's called you to be a great pastor of a congregation, he will strengthen you to do that. Whatever God's called you to do, he will strengthen you for that. And you can go to God and say, I need strength today. And believe that you will receive that strength. That's key. You've got to believe that God will energize you, that God will give you the energia, that he will give you that power that you need. And you need to connect with God through prayer and worship. And then you've got to ask God for the spiritual power to do the things that you have to do. Because life is always throwing obstacles at you. It's always throwing things to knock you down and get you out of the way. So unless you have spiritual strength, unless you have spiritual energy, you're always going to be weak. And you're going to be limp. You're not going to be able to do the things that God has called you to do. And so we have to stir God's spiritual energy up inside us and stir into flame the gifts that God has given us. Let's look at 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 and 7. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So God hasn't given you a spirit of fear and timidity. He's given you a spirit of power and love and self-control. And in Timothy's case, it arrived through the Apostle Paul laying on hands with the elders. And we find that in another spot. He laid on hands on Timothy, and the spiritual power came from heaven into Paul the Apostle, into the elders, and into Timothy. And a spiritual gift was imparted. So when you let people lay hands on you, and only let godly people lay hands on you, so only let godly people do it, and the energy of God will flow into the godly people and then into you, and you will be strengthened. So if you want to become a great preacher, go to another great preacher who's got a godly and generous heart, who isn't flawed, who isn't greedy, who isn't one of these prosperity people who only think of themselves. Go to a true and godly preacher and say, lay hands on me, I believe I need the gift of teaching and preaching and evangelism, or I need the gift of being a great pastor. And this person will be able to impart that to you because they have that frequency, they have that energy. It's given to them by God, and God is generous and he wants to give things away. So go to people that have the spiritual gift that you want. It might be healing, it might be administration, it might be pastoring, or whatever the gift is. Go to the people that are experts and say, lay hands on me. I want what you've got. I want what God's given you. And that's what young Timothy did. He wanted what Paul had. And Timothy was much more sensitive. He was a lot kinder and gentler person who was a good shepherd of the sheep. And Paul gave him some great spiritual gifts. He gave him the gift of evangelism and church planting. And it flowed into him. And then he was able to go out and do the work. But then Timothy sort of wandered away a bit, not from God, but from the power of his spiritual gift. And Paul goes back to him and said, look, I gave you this spiritual gift. I know you're faithful. I know you love God, but you've got to stir yourself up a bit here. Timothy, get it moving. Timothy, stir up the spiritual gift that is within you. So when you receive a spiritual gift like tongues, you've got to go out and practice the gift of tongues. You've got to start using it in your life. Do not be stuck in a low energy state. Don't get into the place of apathy, self-absorption, self-pity. Instead, go to God, repent, say, I've been in a low energy state. I haven't called on you. I'm not doing the work of God the way I should be doing the work of God. And start asking God for the energy to come back. Say, Lord, I've got off track here. I need your energy again. I need your power again. I'm going to stir this up. I'm going to go and praise and worship and fast. I'm going to stir this energy up within me. And fasting helps you to do that. Stir God's energy up within you so that you can go out there and be strong again and do the things that help you to become more energized, such as studying the Bible, hanging out with other believers that give you the energy that you need to do to be successful in ministry and to be successful in life. Now, when you get this spiritual energy, you need to be kind and good and loving. You just can't be powerful and abusive. There are some people out there who have a lot of spiritual energy and they're proud and they're abusive and they put people down and they expect people to work for nothing and this and that and the other. You don't want to be an abusive person. So the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit have to go together. So you can be a powerful evangelist, but you also need to be kind and gentle and good and all the things full of faith and love and joy and peace. You can't separate those two things off because the gift of God, the energy of God, is the gift of love. God is love, and when his energy flows into you, you will become more loving because the great commandments of God is love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and strength and love your neighbor as yourself. So you're to love yourself, your neighbor, and God. And if you become sarcastic, if you become cruel, if you're unloving, if you're selfish, then you've got the wrong energy. You've gone to the wrong place for your energy from God. It's coming from self. It might even be coming from the devil. So you need two types of energy. You need power energy, and you need the spiritual energy to be a good person. You need both. You need to ask God, Lord, make me gracious, good, and kind. I believe I am receiving the love of God for other people. And you pray prayers like that. You can pray, I believe I am receiving the love of God for other people. I will not be dejected. I will not feel bad. I will not hate or resent people. But I believe that I am receiving the love of God for other people. And when you do that, you'll start being more loving every day. God will download that into your spirit and you will become more loving towards other people. Similarly, you can go to God and say, I believe I am receiving the gift of healing from God. I believe I am receiving the gift of healing from God, if healing is the ministry that God has called you to. Or you can say, I believe I am receiving the gift of preaching today from God, and God will anoint my preaching and it will go forth despite all my weaknesses. And you can receive the gift of preaching and you pray that on a daily basis or however often you preach and get out there and do it. Now, one of the things early on in my ministry, I was thrown into a situation where I had to preach 21 times a week, three times a day, 7 days a week. I was young and I had energy. And so God used that to test me and to make sure that I developed a rhythm of life that was not weak. 14 of those sermons had to be original. So I had to prepare 14 sermons a week. I couldn't do that in my own strength. I had to rely on God and God's strength. And God strengthened me as a preacher and a teacher of the word. So you have to put yourself in a place where you can't do the job except with the energy of the Lord. And then you're stuck and you're put in that place by some circumstance of life. In this case, I was a missionary in Papua New Guinea and I was under tremendous pressure. Fortunately, I had people who helped me and I'd go home and there'd be a meal ready and things like that. But when God puts you in a situation where you cannot do it, you'll be exhausted, you'll be run down, you'll be burned out. You need to go and say, God, I cannot do this in my own strength. This is far beyond me. You've got to give me the strength. You've got to give me the energy. And I believe you've called me to this job, so you will do that. You will supply me with everything I need, and that includes the energy, the power, the strength, and the wisdom to do that which you have called me to. So you've got to have faith. You've got to believe that you will receive divine energy, divine power, and divine strength. And you've got to keep growing in that faith. You've got to be absolutely sure that God will give you strength for every day. And not in a victim mentality way, but as a victor. You have to believe that you are more than a conqueror, and that God will give you the strength to conquer every circumstance in your life. You can go to God for power. You can go to God for strength. You can go to God for victory. You can go to God for spiritual authority. You can go to God for the energy you need to be a good person, to be a good Christian, and to do the work of God. You see, God has things to give to you, and one of the things he wants to give to you is power, love, and a sound mind. God wants to give you power, love, and a sound mind. And they're the three things you can ask God for over and over again. God has not given you a spirit of fear. You're not to be overwhelmed. You're not to be staggered by life. You're not to be knocked off your perch. Instead, you're to have power, love, and a sound mind. You can always ask God, God, give me more power. God, give me the ability to love people. God, give me a sound mind so I can tackle life in a sane and strong way. And God will give you those things. But just believe that you will receive them from the hand of God through faith. You don't have to be worthy. You don't have to be good. That's what the blood takes care of. The blood makes you worthy. The blood makes you good in God's eyes. And now you just cry out to God and say, Lord, I want power. Lord, I want to be loving. Lord, I want to have a sound mind. Just go to God and ask for that. If you've got a difficult situation in your family and you're full of enemies, ask God to give you the power to overcome that difficult situation, the love for your enemies to strengthen you so you don't become bitter. And God, ask God for a sound mind so that you know what to do in every circumstance. You're always equipped. You're always strong. You're always there. So that's how to have spiritual power. You have received spiritual power by grace through faith, and you have to believe that you'll receive it from the good hand of God. This is John Edmiston signing off with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all.
Hi, that was an episode of Insights for Eternity, and I'm Pastor John Edmiston from Eternity Christian Fellowship. You can find lots of resources to help you in your Christian Bible study at our website, eternity.church. Our website again, eternity.church. Thank you, and be blessed in the Lord this week.